Millions of Americans will soon be gathering with their loved ones to share in a tradition that goes back 220 years to a proclamation by George Washington. They'll probably be eating some turkey too, but remembering the pilgrims and the first harvest in the New World is often not the only thing that happens at the Thanksgiving table. WGLT's Eric Stock reports on the fine old tradition of the dinner table argument.
Everyone has a holiday horror story, but it's not easy to keep controversy away from the holiday, not perhaps even advisable. Illinois State University student Rachel Lawrence's tale of woe begins with her mom missing Thanksgiving because she was sick.
My mom usually keeps my dad in check, and she wasn't there, so they got into a fight about my grandma, and there was a lot of yelling, and the rest of the day we had to have them on separate floors. It was not good.
Rachel says she handled it by bailing.
I looked at my uncle and I told him I'm going to go get more mashed potatoes and left. That's really bad, but I didn't feel getting involved, so I heard the very end of it as I was going upstairs.
Escape routes are crucial when the subject matter gets to a place you don't want to go.
I think I left my lights on. I'll be right back.
Joe Faust is the father of an ISU student who lives in Wisconsin. Faust says he sees a lack of civility across our culture, not just at the holidays. He says spirited discussion often goes too far.
It seems like the majority of the population all across the spectrum is not happy with the slow, steady progress towards a stated ideal. They want somebody to come in and punch them in the nose and tell them where to head out, and it's people are frustrated.
Different family members have different roles. The referee, the enforcer, the peacemakers, and yes, just about every family has an instigator to stir the pot on hot-button issues. For ISU student Annika Allworth, that's Uncle Bob.
He's a pastor, and he's just really, strict about his beliefs. And him and my dad don't get along on, politics. So if anything comes up, it's just really awkward.
Allworth says she doesn't let that ruin the holidays.
It's a little hard because you just want to enjoy family, but people can have conflicts and that's kind of annoying, but overall it's fine.
Some families have rules to keep the peace. ISU student Anne Marie Schutt says potentially divisive topics are off limits when passing the turkey at the table.
Politics, we kind of avoid that topic. We don't really talk about it that much. So I think it's kind of just everybody stays neutral. We don't really talk about if we have any extreme beliefs that we don't know if everybody agrees with, we don't really talk about it.
Avoidance might seem necessary, but some experts on interpersonal communication say it can be unhealthy, too. That's according to Dr. Jonathan Lindsay. He owns a psychological counseling service in Bloomington. Lindsay says many people deal with anxiety, depression, and discomfort during the holidays, largely because they feel isolated, even from their own families.
All of that can really coalesce during the holiday season when people want to be cheerful and they want to have that kind of holiday magic that we put in all of our movies. And instead, they are dreading family interactions or just not knowing how to talk and love each other during these dark times.
Lindsay says generation gaps between baby boomers and millennials are widening. Gen Xers in the middle feel increasingly left out. Lindsay works with the clients on learning how to listen and speak with empathy. He says that's what's usually missing when conversations turn ugly.
That skill can be really, really difficult to turn on when we're in a heated moment, when people are talking about things that we think are terrible or very harmful.
Lindsay says speaking with compassion is better than walking away. He says it's unlikely you're going to change the mind of someone with diametrically opposed views, but that's not the point.
But if I'm there in order to, use my voice, if I'm there to express myself and I can just focus on meeting my need to do that, I might be able to walk away from that conversation feeling like my needs are met, versus if I focus on changing crazy uncle's way of doing things, I might be left just agitated and hurt.
And for those who abstain from stirring the pot, there's a chance to eat the turkey and pumpkin pie. ISU student Anne Marie Schutt.
It's nice, if we're all just together. That's what matters.
Schutt says she's grateful her family isn't trying to win political arguments when they gather during the holidays. She says her family gatherings are often boring, and that's okay. I'm Eric Stock.
Dr. Lindsay says politics has always been an issue that can divide families. He sees deeper divisions these days. He says social media plays a role in widening those divisions by revealing opinions we might otherwise have kept to ourselves.